Robert Plant, rock and roll here at the Red Eye Radio Network. What's going on? This is live. Frankenstein here is live. Till 10 o'clock tonight, special show tonight, and you guys don't want to miss this show. We have a wonderful friend of ours, Ron Fox, is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes and talking about his book. And Stein, this is going to be great, dude.
Yeah, this guy is he's amazing. I mean, I sat for 30 minutes just talking to him and the stuff that he's told.
Sitting on his lap, too. Yeah, that was great.
Well, you know, I got to... You know, we got a VIP that...
You got a VIP, the guy. The guest.
Let him sit on my knee. And
very first guest here at the new studios, by the way.
Yes.
Ron Fox, co-author of Confessions of a Transylvanian, right here at the Red Eye Radio Network. And you're live with Frankenstein till 10 o'clock. And it's just going to be a great show, and you don't want to miss it. Stein?
Yeah, and... yeah, don't. This is a don't miss show.
It is a don't miss show. You can't miss a show.
This is again. The guy is amazing. I mean, some of the stuff that he's been talking to me about, which I'm going to be zooming back out to talk more about some stuff.
He loves to talk. He's a talker. He is.
So can't wait to have him on the air, man.
It's going
to
be an awesome show. Yeah. Stick around for it here at the Red Eye Radio. Frankenstein is live with our good friend Ron Fox. We're here till 10. Don't miss the show.
A company always on the run, a destiny. Oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hands. Behind the gun, I'll make my final stand. Yeah, and that's why they call me. Bad, bad company. and that's why they call me Bad Company. I'm on dinner. Bad Company till the day I die. Bad Company. I'm on dinner. Bad Company till the day I die. Until the day.
That, of course, was the Nelson Brothers. Oh, my God, how old is that? After the Rain here at the Red Eye Radio Network. What's going on? We are here at a special time with a special friend of ours, Mr. Ron Fox, and he is going to be talking about his wonderful book, co-author of Confessions of a Transylvanian. And, of course, Stein.
Hey.
Is going to be interviewing him here at the Red Eye Radio Network. We're live until 10 o'clock. Stein, what's going on back there?
Not much. It's a pleasure having the co-author of Confessions of a Transformation. You know what? I don't know why.
I told you not to say it.
Transylvanian.
There you go.
I'm terrible.
No, it's all right.
Hey, you know what? It's cool.
I can't tell you how many times I've had a problem saying confessions. Wait a minute. That's a Catholic joke, isn't it?
Oh.
I have a Catholic joke for you.
Oh,
you've heard it. I can't tell you wrong. You've heard it.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
We're trying to keep it a family show. I don't know if that's
a family show.
There's no family show here.
What?
Well, okay.
This is not family.
There's.
It can still be a family show if Daddy loves Daddy.
Well, it could be a family show too if you know how to get a nun pregnant.
Oh, stop.
Okay, I'm done.
Wow. And it begins.
Yes, sir.
I don't even think we're 1 minute into this, are we?
We are 3 minutes into this, my friend. Yeah, 3 minutes right here.
That's good, good.
Take off. You're a pilot. You know what to do.
Yes, that's right.
All right, awesome.
So, Ronald. How did we're gonna go
Ron,
into
please,
you.
Ron?
Okay, I'm sorry. we're looking at your book, Facebook page here,
right?
And you got a lot of people, a lot of fans on here. I'm looking at, but we're gonna go into your book here, and tell us, well, what is it about? How did it start? And how did you and the author?
The other author, Kevin Tice, here for and ever after known as Jack.
Okay, and how did you guys compile everything? How did it all start? How did it?
Well, since we've already practiced in the other room, just sit on my lap and I'll tell you a story.
Wow, that's awesome.
I was paying attention. The reality is we are a Rocky Horror cast that we have all stayed very close for over 30 years.
Wow.
And it was a very transformative part of our lives, even though perhaps at the time we didn't realize it. And one of the things that has really kind of fueled this love affair, if you will, of this entire group is that every time we've gotten together for one of our reunions, some of the stories are always shared. If you'll excuse me for saying, no kidding, there we were kind of stories. And we decided with our 25th year anniversary, which happened down in South Florida, word got out that we were going to be down there, and one of the theaters down there invited us to come perform. And bear in mind, we hadn't done Rocky in, like I said, about 25 years. So it kind of became a sort of phone tag thing. Well, Tracy said she'll do it if Jack does it. Jack said he'll do it if Billy does it. Billy said he'll do it if Mark does it. Mark said he'll do it if Ron does it. And this is kind of how it worked. And the word spread, and eventually we decided, well, this is more than just a reunion. It's actually going to be all of us kind of getting out there on stage and seeing if we have any idea what the hell we're doing. Because bear in mind, it had been over two decades. You know, a lot of us, with the exception of Tracy, who diehard Rocky fan that she is, one of the earliest Halloween costumes her daughters had were both as Columbia. So we just decided, let's see if we can do this. So we were all staying at the Boardwalk down in Hollywood, and it got bright. We started rehearsing. We actually approached the proprietors of the resort where we were staying and asked if we could rehearse in their lobby. And they said, sure. So we're moving furniture around and we're working on the blocking for this. And this really was it. We kind of talked through everything the night before. We worked on the blocking day of and then went, okay, you know what? Let's throw care to the wind and do this. And we really kind of, we shocked not only ourselves, but everyone else, because no one had really ever seen anything like what we did. Just the sense of professionalism, the caliber of talent that was on display. And I'm not just talking about me, because, well, clearly I was that good that night, but everybody was having such an amazing time. And we, like I said, we get together, we share these stories, these great stories. What we discovered actually is many of the stories still are not in the book. But Jack and I had been talking for a long time about putting these stories on paper, you know, setting pen to paper. Let's really give these stories live. And, you know, it wasn't, as I mentioned before when you and I were talking,
right.
When we lost one of our own, Donnie, later on, actually first part of the next year, that's when we said, you know, there's no time like the present. You hear those cliches about, have you told someone lately that you love them? Because if you haven't, you need to. And this, ultimately, this book is a love letter to the wild and untamed things, which is the name of our cast, was cool. The name of our cast. And we just kind of, we started hammering away at these stories, and Jack had the idea, let's make this, you know, a single voice, a coming-of-age tale. And, you know, we both realized that in a lot of great and positive ways, it was a life-saving experience being a part of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
So, okay. And how many, like, going into the Rocky Horror stuff, and you guys, and you were saying you played Brad, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how many shows have you in everybody? Let's come on, give me a figure. Let's see here.
You know, how many shows have we done?
Yeah,
how many shows have we seen?
Done. Let's start with done.
It honestly,
round it off.
I think it's a challenge. It's a real challenge, because if you think about, you know, the reality is that for us, it was probably a good year and a half. So you're talking two shows a weekend. You know, some of us did shows at other locations, live shows at clubs, at schools,
cool.
Short touring productions, if you will. So definitely north of, oh my goodness, definitely north. I couldn't even tell you. I wish I could. You know, it's something that we've never actually really sat down and said, how many times have we done this show? It's been a lot. It's been a lot.
That's, well, what Dr. Evil will say, 1 million shows.
But yeah, anyway, right.
Okay, no, I'm just being stupid on that one. Okay.
No, no.
And and Ron, you've been, you're a stunt. You do a lot of stunts, and you're with stunts, and you've been on movies, TV shows. What is the one TV show that you've been on that you've really liked? You really were, honestly, you know, you really liked it. You liked the cast. You liked
Burn Notice. I'm sorry.
Well, I that was nice, but I actually was.
There's a plug.
I was going to say Burn Notice. The episode I worked on was called Do No Harm, and okay. I found it remarkable how well everyone worked together. I've worked on some low budget projects that everybody was very, very professional, and I've worked on some high budget projects where people just really didn't have a clear, strong direction on what needed to happen next. And Burn Notice was not one of those. They clearly had all their ducks in a row. They knew what was going on. They understood. They understood the need to get their shot list done in the course of a day. They realized all of this that needed to happen, and clearly they've got the right creative forces at work to continue producing a show that proves right. to be as popular as it is.
That's cool. And I also see, well, later on we'll talk about I saw that you do a lot of Shakespeare stuff. Stuff down in Palm Beach. You did some stuff.
I had done some Shakespeare.
Okay.
Palm Beach Shakespeare Festival. Gotten a chance. It was kind of funny, you know, talking to Jack about lead roles. He actually, real quick plug for Jack, Oak Park Festival. Jack has the lead as Dick and Richard III. So be sure to come out and see that, because it's a hell of an effort, and I know he's going to do the role justice. But we were talking about, you know, a lot of these big roles like Hamlet. The real problem is being asked, being approached to begin with. But I'm really proud of my theater background, and And this is a kind of interesting thing that I like to share with people. When I first started working on my film and TV career, I took the Rocky Horror Picture Show credit off of my resume.
Wow.
And it wasn't until I actually started building a resume with significant roles, with significant productions, that I said, oh, you know what? Screw that. I'm proud of that time. I'm proud of the role. I'm proud of the fact that I'm still close to those people, that those people are my family. You know, again, tying back to the book,
right.
There's so many amazing memories. The story about, you know, kick the can, everybody gets together to kick this can, and suddenly they're not octogenarians. They're all children. For us, you know, we get together, we're a group of 40 somethings. You know, and others, like Uncle Vito. I love you, Uncle Vito. We all get together and we are, once again, we are transformed. We're 16, we're 17. And it's just a magical thing. You know, it honestly has been such a wonderful experience for Jack and I. One of the first things we did was, make review copies available to the people in the book. And we wanted to do that because we wanted them to know, hey, this is, you've heard me mention this before.
Right.
This is our love letter to you. This is us saying, hey, this is how important you are.
That's cool.
To us.
That's awesome.
And they responded really well, which was naturally a very good thing.
Cool. And, so we're gonna go into a small break.
We're gonna go into a small break, and we're gonna
get more in depth in this this book.
I like to before you finish that, mention Shakespeare, because I like Shakespeare, but I truly know where Shakespeare came from.
Really,
truly.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Here.
No, I'm serious. This is a serious thing.
You know, Frank being serious.
Whenever.
Now here we go with a smirk on his face.
I've always studied cannibals. And there was a village of cannibals where the head guy was trying to kill somebody, and that guy didn't want to die. So in order to keep his life, he grabbed the dude with the spear and started shaking the shit out of him, and he started calling him Shakespeare.
Yeah, I don't think
and threw him down to the ground.
So please tell me that you've got some kind of wonderful magical tune from the Rock Era Picture Show.
I do.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's called Shakespeare.
No.
Actually, it's called Let's Go Over to Frankenstein's Place.
Yes.
Let's go over to Frankenstein's place. That was awesome. We'll be back here with.
See you in a few minutes.
Good friend Ron. Yeah.
Oh, Kate Ward.
Yeah, I'm crazy, man.
Well, maybe this will help you.
A seismologist, I believe, should be in, like, porno movies. Excuse me, I think that John is a little smaller than Ray, but Lance has them all beat.
You're on the Red Eye with Frankenstein.
I'm sorry, Frank, but that,
what?
That was gay. That was the gayest thing.
Red Eye Radio.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned. Leave your fears behind. And try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. If today was your last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. If today was your last day. Against the grain should be your way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. So live like you're never living twice. Don't take the free ride in your. If today was your last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And would you call on friends you never seen? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? Just find that one you breathe in us. Well, up and down the God above. That's you finally fall in love. If today was your last day. If today was your last day. Would you make. Just say goodbye to yesterday. Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And would you call on friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one you dream in us? Where I'm.
Nickelback Rock and Roll here at the Red Eye Radio. If today was your last day, and this might be the last day that our good friend, Mr. Ron Fox, is going to be here gracing our studios. But you know what? I don't think that's possible. Stein,
no, no.
You guys
gracing?
Are having
no.
Way too much gracing? Way too much fun over there on the production table.
If you'll have me back, I will definitely be back.
We would love to have you back.
Absolutely.
You guys are like buddies now. You should reach out and touch him. Touch him.
Hey man.
Touch him.
How you doing?
Thank you.
How you doing?
I just got shivers.
Hence the song.
touchy, touch, touch, touch me. I want to be touched. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's nice.
Okay,
that's
well.
That's exactly how it goes.
And Frank's going to come out with his own single pretty soon.
It's called Mike's Down.
So we were talking, Ron. And the one thing that interests me, what you were saying, is what made you think about climbing the Hollywood Bread building? What?
Well, without giving away the story, which is, I mean, let's be honest, okay, they climbed a building, whoop-de-doo, but there was really a little more to it than that, and there used to be there was this fabulous Spanish architectural home across the street from the Hollywood Bread building called the Orphanage, and that's another story as to how it got its title altogether, perhaps for another visit. But, you know, Jack and I were out there one day, and you know, this is what happens when it's Sunday morning after two nights of performing, and you're staring at a building wondering what kind of mischief you can get into, or you're just thinking, I'm kind of awake, let's do something. And it's like, you know, maybe we should run to the top of the building and strip and throw all our clothes off the top. And, you know, I told him, it's already been done. So he was like, maybe we can, you know, so we're going through this litany of maybe we can things. And then he goes, yeah, but has anyone climbed the outside of the building? And that's the beginning of that story. If you want to know more, you're going to have to get the book. Is that horrible? Was that mean of me,
man,
to do?
You know what? It came out as a cliffhanger. Everybody's going, oh, crap. Now I got to buy the book.
Confessions Confessions of a Transylvanian. That's wow. That's your ticket to the whole story, as Paul Harvey would say. And, the rest of the story.
And for the listeners that are listening right now, if you're on the website, hit up the chat board. If you want to ask Ron any kind of question, he's on the chat board, and just ask away. You know, he'll answer your question. We might even throw it out there on air and be a personal response. So don't forget to you know, get onto the chat board and ask away.
Is there anybody on the chat board at this point?
Me.
Wow.
Well, that's okay.
We have a bunch of people listening right now. Yeah. Jump on the chat board, people. Come on.
Good. Well, we're glad you're listening. We're really excited about the book. I know I'm going back to this just because it's, to me, a simple default. But it's also, it's something that Jack and I are really passionate about. And the feedback, the response that we've gotten has just been so overwhelmingly positive. And like I said, again, I know it sounds corny, but the reality is that this book is an open love letter, really, to our cast, but also, you know, to everybody out there that has done the Rocky Horror Picture Show, has been a part of a cast. I mean, when we were doing the show, we didn't have a term for people that performed in front of the film that was being projected on the screen. We went there and acted in front of the film, but now they're called shadow casts. I thought, well, that's clever, because back in 1981 or whenever it was, we didn't have a term like that. We worked to get our costumes as accurately as we could. And bear in mind, this is in the days before, you know, DVDs, and you couldn't just punch up the internet and get information. Right. Pull up a video clip to know exactly what Brad's patch was on his windbreaker, or, you know, the color of Frank's heels, Frank as in Tim Curry. But it's kind of interesting because a lot of those things still apply. And you talk to cast today, and we, when we had the opportunity in 2006 right. to perform at this theater in South Florida, there were a couple of roles that we couldn't fill. And so their cast graciously stepped in to play those roles that they normally would play anyway. And it was kind of fun to see, well, you know what? It's still exactly the same. They're still working for that connection, that authenticity, and that ability to reach out to the audience.
Right.
And that really, I think coming of age stories, they're timeless because they kind of speak the same message. Ours right. just happens to be, you know, a little grittier at places.
Now, going back, you said that you're going back to your book and everything. Just remember, this show is all about you and Jack, your book. So, you know, just
good. You hear that, Jack? It's about us.
It's all about you,
Jack,
guys.
It's about you and me and, oh, and Sunday. Hi, Sunday. Remember how you said, don't mention my name? Sunday, I there love you. I love you so much, Stella.
So, movies. Let's jump out of the book. Let's go to movies.
All right, movies.
First movie that you've done.
The first film appearance that I ever had was a made-for-TV project called Drug Wars. And I don't remember too much else about it. I just remember being on the set and thinking, well, this is a thrill. The thing that really stands out for me, though, the big break, and when I say big break, the opportunity to work on a big budget project for me was when I worked on the Tom Hanks helmed miniseries From the Earth to the Moon.
That is a good movie.
And the TV series was amazing, and it was so fascinating to be a part of a project that people were passionate about. It was incredible to see the long cavalcade of celebrities that wanted to be a part of this episodic series about the space program. And Tom Hanks apparently made it very clear, hey, guess what? If you're going to work on this project, you're getting scale, because we're spending all the money on props and on the things that we need to spend money on. But it was so much fun. It really was. It was quite magical. Tremendous opportunity. So I'm seeing the chat, and let's see. Here we go. So I'd like to address a couple of it's kind of funny. There's a couple requesting hickeys, which is awesome because there's a story about hickeys, and we'll get to that later. So yeah, Scrat.
We love hickeys. Yeah, we love them
clearly, and we'll talk about that later. All right, where's the book release, and when does it come out? Where can we buy it? The book release is going to be in Chicago. The official book release party is Monday, which I believe is the 18th. The book simultaneously comes out on that day. It will be available as a trade paperback and also as an ebook. I believe it's going to be available through Amazon. I know we're working on as many different networks and outlets as possible so that we can ensure that if you want the book, whether it's in electronic format or hardbound, that you will be able to get it. So thank you very much. Daddy Russ wants a hickey too. I love this. Okay, so
it must be a trend.
The all right,
chatboard is very useful. Ron.
Yeah, it is very clearly useful. Clearly and these people have absolutely no idea that I have a live mic in front of me and I can say anything I want. All right, so the thing with the hickeys,
you can
there's a you know, there's also a great story in the book that involves me weightlifting, except I'm not using my arms to lift weights. And you can figure that out on your own. I won't tell you more. If you want to know more, you have to buy the book. But the thing with the hickey, you know, I don't even know why, but it just seems so darn funny. And, you know, it would be usually at the behest of Uncle Vito saying, hey, he wants a hickey. And I would be like one of those sucker fish, you know, like a plecostomus. I would attach myself to someone like, you know, one of those aliens and just clom onto them. And yeah. So I can't remember.
Wow.
It seemed so this
should
is
be
why,
in a, you should be in like an aquarium or something.
This is why this is why everybody wants hickeys, because you know, clearly legacies never die. And this is certainly one of them. So yeah, to each of you requesting a hickey, I promise you, you're gonna get one.
I hope I get my hickey.
Oh yeah,
do I have to dress up as a sea turtle to get mine?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes. Yeah. So now they're Daddy Russ is.
Make sure you bring your waterproof wallet when you dive, so I can break a 50.
Actually put a necklace on someone that was Hickey's.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Well. So again, some of what we did clearly not too far out of step with what goes on today.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I just saw the Whirlwind Vortex.
I think what we're
going
to do, we're talking about Hickey's and all kinds of really cool stuff like that. I think it's time to roll into this wonderful song from the Rocky Horror Picture soundtrack, which is appropriate at this time.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Frank is down here. Yeah.
So you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause.
This is the Red Eye Radio Network.
Give it some gas and crank it up.
All right, let's make it louder. Hello, radio. Anybody out there?
Broadcasting worldwide. Unlike some people who just can't seem to not live in the past.
I don't have a computer. I'm not into all that stuff.
You're on the Red Eye
Radio
with Frankenstein.
Coming to you at broadband speed.
No.
Spirit sleeping soul.
Evanescence Rock and Roll here at the Red Eye Radio Network, and that was Bring Me to Life. I love that song. That's an awesome song, and a lot of people love that song. There's so many people
I love
that song.
Stein
loves it. Ron loves it. Absolutely. We all love it. Ron, you love that song, right?
I totally love that song. Ron. In fact, we were talking about this at the before we actually came into the studio, and we were talking about the 80s, about rock and roll,
right.
And you made a point that
rock and roll,
that you know, music is actually the style and pattern of music is actually starting to move back that way,
right?
And it's you know, it's bands like Evanescence. See, that's my Transylvanian for you. Evanescence.
Let me interject really quick, because I don't think Ron or his listeners realize that you and I have been doing this for almost 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Eye Radio Network has been around for almost 7 years. And,
that's right.
We promote a lot of independent label music, a lot of indie bands, stuff like that. And now this is the first time we're ever doing a co-author or author of a book, which is awesome, based on Rocky Horror Picture Show. And this is a great opportunity for us to have Ron here with us. And this is an awesome opportunity for us.
Yeah, and you, Ron, you got real descriptive about Evanescence.
Descriptive, wow! That's what, hey, what did that come
from? I was just like, wow!
Yes,
I did.
That was a good word.
We're not going to get into it. We're not going to get into it.
I believe what I said, because I'm willing to stand by what I said, simply because it's. I know. You're all out there going, "What did he say? What did he say?" But some of you are saying, "Are you kidding?" I'm not surprised. I've heard him say far worse. What I said was, oh my gosh, I think that vocalist, she is so hot, I'd crawl a mile through broken glass and rusty nails to lick the sweat off her back after a concert.
Oh.
There, I said it.
Well, I'll be licking more than the back, but okay,
wow.
That's good.
So, you know,
you can lick her back. I'll lick something else.
I want to say hi to Eminem and Scrat and Daddy Russ and Tony. No, you're right. You're not Uncle V. What does the V stand for?
You look like a porn star at this point. Well, right here,
true.
Voice is getting low.
It's a great.
you got the music.
Welcome to
where's the porn music?
Red Eye Radio Network, where we're all confessions of a Transylvanian all the time.
Wow.
All right then. So that was, anyway,
Ron, your hands are on my knee again.
Was that your knee? Oh wow. Oh, those aren't pillows.
Wow.
Okay, Ron, ready and go.
That's right,
Ron. Hey, Fox,
I want you to come over here and show me your neck. Well, look, do you know what's missing from your neck? That's right, a hickey, but I can fix that. Scrat, play nice. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like the music they should have played during the bedroom scene between, you know, Frank and Janet and Frank and Brad.
This is your porn music. That's awesome. I know. Exactly.
I'm not at all concerned that you happen to have this readily queued up.
You have no idea what we have here.
When you're on again, that is going to be your intro
music.
That's your
theme song. That's
Ron great. Is in the studio.
Yes, yeah. Wow.
It's called Sex Sounds by 70s Porn Sounds.
That's awesome.
I have a whole bunch. I have Boochica Bow Wow, which sounds nothing like Boochica Bow Wow.
Of course.
Nothing like Boochica Bow Wow. Nothing.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
I have brown cow.
So, okay, so what do you want to talk about?
Brown cow?
We were talking, and I really want to know how you and Jack got started. What's the story? How did you get...
What I'd like to say is that Jack and I got started together because Tony brought us... Tony, who's also known as Uncle Vito. See, Tony is Uncle Vito. You all know. If you ever hear us referring to Uncle Vito, it's Tony. Oh, yeah. The hot tub and the timeshare in Orlando. Well, you know what? That's a perfect... Thank you very much, actually, Chucky. Thank you for asking that question, because that is a perfect segue to Stein's question about Jack and I. We're very close, our cast, very close. And for me, you know, the bond is my blood. This is better than any family. I love you. I love you, Tony. I love you. It's better than any family that could be cast right out of Central Casting. But, you know, Jack and I became known as the Spider Brothers because of the fact that we did this thing that we did with the Hollywood Bread Building. And Donnie, if I can mention this, okay. You know, Donnie, the lovely member of our cast that we lost the year after our reunion show. He and I were known as the Morbid Brothers because of something we did that involved, you know, picking up a dead animal on the side of the road and putting him in the trunk of a car and driving around town and going to everybody that we knew and saying, "Hey, you got to come out to the car because we got this dead animal in it. It's really cool." And so, yeah. And then on top of that, he actually, he gave me my first piercing. Yeah, it's true. He went through this whole process of explaining how one pierces one's ear and gave me some ice, had me hold it on my earlobe and said, "Yeah, this is going to work great because I've done this dozens of times before." And, you know, completely trusting because he's Donnie. And besides, he's Donnie, which means he's enormous. And you, to be frank with you, if you were going to say no to him, well, it's... well, it's your own demise, I think. But that wasn't the issue. So I held the ice to my earlobe, and he was like, "Okay, I think you're ready." And he shoves a stud through my ear.
Oh.
And he was like, "Oh, good. That worked great." And then he tells me it was the first time he had ever done anything like that.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, the hot tub. Jack and I, it just seems that... in fact, when we had to distribute the review copies, you know, we showed up over at Felicia and Josh's house, making certain, first of all, that the kids weren't around. We showed up with our pants around our ankles at the front door. This is the sort of thing that we actually tend not to do. Typically, we wind up being unclothed. We were at a timeshare in Orlando. And we got into one of the rooms before everybody else. So we climbed into the hot tub, as they say in the South, buck-ass naked. Yes, two heterosexual males completely nude in the same body of water. It's almost like living in Holland, huh?
Two completely naked guys in a hot tub.
I know.
I don't want to know what
you can say that, but your actions and gestures mean something entirely different.
Wow.
Hey, Tony, I love you. I hope you forgive me for bridging the gap between one and the other. But you know what? Our audience probably doesn't even remember what we were talking about, so it's okay.
So you and Jack real close.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys go on crazy adventures.
Yeah.
And so what else? What else did it, that kind of will get the people in the book? You guys talk about how you guys got together and that kind of stuff. What is some stuff that you can talk about but not lead into the
You know,
the
there's plenty of stories, there's plenty of things that and like I said before, we discovered, man, there's a lot of things, a lot of stories that actually never made the book. And we realized, wow, that's kind of fascinating. There's a lot of crazy things going on. For example, one night Jack is, playing Dr. Scott, who is in the wheelchair. And, you know, it turns out Jack as Dr. Scott is a lot lighter than Donnie as Dr. Scott. And, you know, Brad is pushing Dr. Scott around in the wheelchair during this whole scene that leads up to floor show. And because Jack was so light, I went screaming around the entire perimeter of the theater. And have you ever seen someone trying to yell but they can't because there's so much wind blowing into their mouth? That's what happened with Jack. He was that mortified,
right? And you know, we get somebody special into the studio, and now we have photographers. We got the paparazzi now trying to bust through the door, and we got one that actually came through. And the lights come on.
Speaking of paparazzi, you know how Lady Gaga likes her meat, right?
How?
Raw, 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 raw.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you. Yeah. So anyway, and that's actually a great joke I heard from a kid. So
really,
I'm willing to give credit. But there's so many amazing stories in this book, and it's one of the things that we discovered. We sent out a bunch of review copies, I mentioned before, to cast managers and cast members and to media types. You know, hey, here's a book. Read it. Tell us what you think. And one of the things that we got as feedback from a lot of these cast types who some of them are still involved was, wow, it's so amazing to see, you know, some of the things that you dealt with, teenage angst and all of the other things, were able to be explored through the venue of Rocky Horror. It's the most amazing experience to be able to share. And like I said, that whole kick the can thing, we get together and we share these stories. And now, because we have the book Confessions of a Transylvanian available June 18th as a trade paperback and as an ebook, we get to share these stories with a whole wider audience.
And it literally,
this was a fun thing. At one point during the handout of the review copies to the members of our cast, people were just kind of taking books and cracking them open and saying, okay, let's read from here. And people would be laughing because it would be another story. So,
what I was telling you, I'm actually even going to go to New Orleans, and so I'm definitely going to be buying the ebook version. So I got something to read. But on the website for your book, I notice for the people that are online right now looking at the reviews. And there's eight reviews here, and the one that pops out is from rockyhorror.org.
Right.
And you were telling me this is a big one for you. This is something that you really think that was really cool.
Each and every one of these, if you look at what's been really exciting, is we have been getting these reviews coming in, you know, pretty much either almost every day or every other day. And Jack was actually at a convention, I believe up in Cincinnati, and got the opportunity to meet some of these people that have just been amazing, welcoming, just embracing this whole idea with open arms. And it's just the most incredible thing. And the review that you talk about is a great review because it touches exactly to the heart of what I was talking about. To quote what she says towards the bottom, if you've been doing this long enough that you've started to forget what it feels like for your heart to swell as if you were in love when those lips appear on the screen, you'll enjoy this book. You know, the reality, and this is something I will never, ever, ever forget. None of us will ever forget. The show, you know, that we, the show that we worked to do this reunion show, there were some unknown variables, and one were lips. Were we going to get Andrea and Sunday to do lips? We'd really been working on it and working with them to see if they could do it, and their schedules just, you know, you get older, you have responsibilities, and that's a sad reality. But you know, back in the day, you know, back when we were performing at the Ultra Vision, it was just incredible. Everybody in the cast would just form a queue, a line, sitting down on the floor, kind of surrounded, kind of sandwiching Donnie, who would sit there almost looking like Buddha, legs crossed, arms just in his lap, just staring up at Andrea and Sunday as they were going through these gesticulations while lip syncing to science fiction double feature. And at the very, very last moment, that came together, and Andrea and Sunday were able to do lips for this reunion show. And that's exactly right. It's mentioned here on the chat board. Lips was Donnie's religion. He lived for that moment in the show more than anything else. He was one of the best Eddies I'd ever seen in my life. But that moment was when he was at peace. And that night in the theater in Fort Lauderdale for our reunion show, seeing Donnie that happy, it took us all back 25 years. It was incredible.
That's so cool. So we're going to be going back into, what is one of our last breaks?
This is our last song, actually.
Awesome. Last song.
We're pretty much done. So you want to say your goodbyes? Say goodbyes. Ron, it was a pleasure having you on.
Well, thank you.
Show.
I really, really enjoyed being a part of this, and I hope to come back again. Folks, once again, RockyConfessions.com, Confessions of a Transylvanian, available everywhere, June 18th. And now just a couple of words, if I may, for Donnie. You know, we love you, and you're in our hearts every single day. This song's for you.
Exactly. And also, we're going to have a link on our links page for Ron's book, and you will be able to access that anytime you want. And this show has been recorded, so this is going to be available for download after a few days. It's going to be on the website. Download it, put it on your smartphone, whatever you want to do with it. This is all being recorded, so listen to it anytime you want. Stein, anything else?
I got nothing else. We're going to be are we going to try to have another show next week, or are we going to
I don't know.
Well, I won't be here, but I would love to come back if you guys
want. We could talk about this some other time if you want.
No, I'm just saying the Frankenstein
right,
show.
So once again, I'll just talk about the book. Confessions of a Transylvanian, while they figure out the Confessions of a Transylvanian.
Yeah, so Stein, anyway, what kind of underwear are you wearing right now?
Well, I'm wearing black.
Well, black's good. So if you're wearing black, I guess we will not have our show next week.
Confessions of a Transylvanian.
Exactly.
What's that again, Ron?
Confessions of a Transylvanian, ladies and gentlemen, available in trade paperback and ebooks everywhere, June 18th.
Ebooks are wonderful.
I think they didn't hear. Say that again, Ron.
I believe the book, acronym is COAT, for Confessions of a Transylvanian.
Rockin'.
Clear.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. But it's the velvet crust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under. just a jump to the left.
Well, it's better than
put your hands on your hips.